I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Country is going to hell. With your help, we're going to evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House, and we're going to take back our country, and we're going to make America great again. For 7 years, you and I have been fighting side by side to rescue our country from evil and from the sinister forces who hate it. I believe they hate it. And I believe they actually want to destroy it. Now we're approaching the most important battle of our lives. As we gather today, our beloved nation is teetering on the edge of tyranny. I believe that, and you believe that. Our enemies are waging war on faith and freedom, on science and religion, on history and tradition, on law and democracy, on God Almighty Himself.
On God Almighty Himself. Former President Trump, right to the point, speaking over the weekend to the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Yes, they're waging war on God and everything God put in place for this country, the way He's blessed this country. They're doing everything they can to destroy it. Thank you for joining us. This is June 26, 2023. And during the noon hour, of course, we always have a live rumble, so you can always join that. And then, of course, the 6 o'clock program, which you don't want to miss. My voice is getting a little bit stronger, so I appreciate you bearing with me. We're going to make it through. But you can go at any time during the noon hour and catch the live stream. You go to rumble.com, enter Larry Connors USA or News Talk STL. That'll take you right to our studio. So here's President Trump pointing out how much he, you, our nation, have been under attack since he first became president. You know, normally when presidents are elected, especially a new president, there is a honeymoon time where reporters are still going to ask questions, but you kind of give the guy a chance, or a woman in the future, a chance to get situated. No, not with this man. The very night that it was clear he won, they started sharpening the knives, and they haven't stopped. And Trump, of course, knows exactly how they've been attacking.
First, they slandered Americans of faith as haters and bigots. Then they corrupted the media. They installed radical left judges to subvert our Constitution. They used the IRS to target conservatives. They spied on our campaign, and specifically, they spied on my campaign, and we caught them. They're terrible. Nobody would have thought. Could you imagine if it was the other way? Could you imagine if, let's say, I spied? Let's not use Biden. Let's use Obama. Let's say, Mike Huckabee, that you and I spied on Obama's campaign. Do you think it would have been fine? You know, this would be, we'd be away for a long time, wouldn't we, huh? They tried to take down a presidency with hoaxes and witch hunts. They're still trying. But we wouldn't let them. And now Joe Biden has weaponized law enforcement to interfere in our elections, the greatest abuse of power that I've seen and that most of you have seen in the history of our country. It's a hoax. Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of courage.
And that's understandable. Understandable, and a lot of them applauding that fact. We are facing a woke culture going all the way from our major corporations, through our government, into our military, down to our grade schools, into preschool, into the nurseries, even pre-life. We have open borders. We have defunded police and seen what's happened. We continue to groom children, pushing sexual mutilation, calling it gender-affirming care. All of these are attacks against the basic morals, principles of this nation, and against most of your morals and principles. even Democrats have begun to realize we can't continue to go this direction. And Trump himself says the nation is in decline.
Today, we are a nation in decline. And it is because of our corrupt and inept leadership and the power of modern day weaponry. It's so powerful, so horrible. It's so horrible. The levels of power, you've never seen anything like it. Shouldn't even be discussed. It wasn't talked about very much during my term. I didn't want to have anyone talking about it. But the level of power of modern day weaponry is horrible. It's the most dangerous period in the history of our country. It's time for us, because of all of this, so scary, we have leaders that don't have a clue. We have leaders that have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea. We have leaders that are totally corrupt. These are corrupt people. It's time for us to keep our faith, our unity, and our resolve. We must be strong like never before. We must be unstoppable. Together we will take on the communists and the Marxists and the fascists and the globalists and the fake news media, which is just as bad as all of that. And we have to take on crooked Joe Biden and the worst administration in the history of this country. And propelled by the spirit of July 4th, 1776, we will win a righteous and resounding victory on November 5th, 2024, and we will make America great again, greater than ever before.
That would be the goal. Accomplishing it, you would think, would be easy. But we've been down this road before. All we want is a fair vote. A fair vote. And it begins in the primary to see if Trump even carries the Republican banner forward. At this point, no one else is even within 20 points of him. Trump's position continues to be, we must save this nation.
We will not waver in defense of our faith, our freedom, and our great American flag. They don't want the flag either. They don't want anything. They don't want anything that's good. And you wonder why and how did they ever get elected in the first place. It's sick. Together we're warriors in a righteous crusade to stop the arsonists, the atheists, globalists, and the Marxists. And that's what they are. And we will restore our republic as one nation under God with liberty and justice for all.
But it's not really liberty and justice for all because we have a two-tiered justice system. As Trump has also pointed out, what we have also reported to you last week, an IRS whistleblower revealing that Hunter Biden is sitting in a room talking to a Chinese counterpart demanding, we want the money we had coming. I'm sitting here with my father. If we don't get the money, you will suffer that in ways that you never imagined. Now, of course, Hunter says that his dad was there, but it's been documented they were at the house at the same time that day. Whether or not Joe Biden was listening to one side or both sides of the conversation, we don't know. We don't know of any direct payment to Joe Biden. We do know that Hunter Biden, of course, makes his plea that he made a mistake on his income tax, failed to report millions of dollars, It's passed off as a mistake. Lies about getting a weapon. When everyone on the left cries out we need more gun laws, he lies about it, gets a weapon. Others are sitting in jail right now for the same thing he did. One Democrat had been quoted as saying, you know, it's pretty hard to find anybody that's going to jail for tax evasion. That would be Congressman Brad Sherman, Democrat of California. He said, I believe Biden, Hunter, will ultimately get the same treatment for violating tax laws. And then he said, you know, but it's actually hard to find anyone who's done jail time for cheating on their taxes. Well, let's think of just one name, Al Capone, and many more since then. We have to keep in mind our country's future is at stake. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Outside our nation, our two greatest threats, China and Russia, and we still don't know if President Biden is already compromised because of that highly vetted FBI informant claiming Biden was taking money from a foreign power or foreign entity for a foreign deal to be made. If he is compromised, our national security is compromised. And as unstable as the world is, as unstable as it is right now, it got more unstable over the weekend.
President Xi's got to be very concerned right now because, as you know, he went to Moscow, stood next to Putin and said, you know, we're together, he and Vladimir Putin, are bringing about change that hasn't happened for 100 years. Xi, in seeing that with Putin, has got to understand that Putin's stature in the world has diminished. That diminishes President Xi. And certainly, as Putin looks weakened, certainly not being able to control his military and being a strong nuclear power, President Xi has to be worried about the stability of Russia itself.
That's a big question. If Premier Xi is worried about the stability of Russia and Putin's position, that was Ohio Congressman Mike Turner, who's on the Intel Committee. And, of course, he's referring to what happened over the weekend. Yevgeny Prozhenin led the Wagner groups, a Russian paramilitary, basically mercenary force. And what Prozhenin did looked like an attempt to overthrow Putin. I want to give you a timeline as offered up by New York Times. And again, this is their reporting, so they get the credit or the blame if they're wrong. They point out that 11 o'clock Friday morning, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner private military paramilitary group, was beginning to question the war rationale in Ukraine that Putin has underway. He started posting on their social media, 11 a.m. Friday, Moscow time, questioning why are we in the war in Ukraine. He accused the defense minister of Russia of ordering deadly airstrikes on his own Wagner fighters. And he added, the evil borne by the country's military leadership must be stopped. That was a recording, voice recording, posted around 9 p.m. on Friday. Now, just after midnight Friday, Russia ordered Prigozhin's arrest. Russian security agencies denounced him in a series of announcements on state media. Russia's main intel agency opened an investigation against him for possible armed rebellion. So videos started circulating showing armored vehicles from the military and National Guard being deployed in Moscow. And Rostov-on-Don, where Prigozhin and his fighters were approaching. This is, again, according to the New York Times. By Saturday morning, despite the efforts of some defense measures, the Wagner forces had control of Rostov-on-Don, and Prigozhin posted a video from the region military headquarters claiming he had control of all key city installations. Video on social media showed his fighters blending in with the populace. Saturday morning, as he consolidated control of that area, his forces continued pushing north towards Moscow. One column of armored and personnel vehicles appeared to depart. Another appeared crossing from occupied Ukraine back into Russia. By 10 a.m. Saturday, Putin made a televised address to the nation asking for unity, stating actions that split our country are a stab in the back of our country and our people. That was Saturday morning. By Saturday afternoon, Wagner's armored columns had pushed through without entering any major cities. Came to a stop. By 8:30 p.m. Saturday, Belarus state media unexpectedly announced that a negotiation had been worked out for Prigozhin to stop the forces and then basically take a vacation in Belarus. 11 p.m. Saturday, the forces leave the occupied areas. Some residents come out to show their support. Prigozhin left, apparently headed to Belarus for a vacation. What does that sound like? It sounds like an attempted coup, did it not? No one has really heard or seen anything from Putin since that time. In hiding, fearing that others might be turning against him. Again, back to Congressman Mike Turner, who's on the House Intel Committee on Face the Nation over the weekend. He said, while we see this happening and it almost looked like it came without any warning to Putin, he said, we had intel that things were beginning to build against him.
The Intelligence Committee was very much aware that the conflict between Prigozhin and Putin was inevitable. This is not a weekend trip he's taking his convoy and his military convoy up to Moscow. There's a number of accomplices, including, as we saw, some of the Russian people on the border with Ukraine who clearly support the Wagner Group, in contrast to their support for the Russian government. This is something that would have had to have been planned for a significant amount of time to be executed in the manner which it was.
Yeah, and it was executed in a precision manner. They took over one of the cities. They had their tanks, their vehicles, their troops mixed in with the populace and continued advancing toward Moscow, drawing within 125 miles or so before suddenly, we have an agreement. That doesn't mean Wagner is not going to be still arrested, charged, maybe executed. But does it also mean that Putin is safe? And Premier Xi, as he's watching all of this. I've got a guest coming up, Fred Flights, former CIA analyst. I want to get his take on all of these because he's got such insight. You don't want to miss it. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
And we're down, we go, 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 go. And we're down, we go, 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 go. So we're down, we go, 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 go. Way down we go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest is Fred Flights, former National Security Advisor, CIA analyst, former, now with the American First Policy Institute. Also just released the cover article for Newsmax magazine, The China Threat, Premier Xi Readies for War. Fred, glad to have you on board again.
Hey, Larry, good to be here.
Well, we got a lot of ground to cover, sir. I mean, since you and I talked about last week, scheduling for today, I mean, a lot of things have happened. Let's begin with your piece for Newsmax, because that was the basis of a piece also for the Federalist. Premier Xi getting ready for war. This is not just rhetoric, right?
No, I think we have to recognize that there is a deliberate effort by Xi, who is trying to transform China, moving back towards a Marxist model. And it isn't simply to advance his country or his economy. He's looking at global domination, and he's abusing every facet of government, the economy, intelligence, foreign relations. So he's playing this aggressive game, and the Biden administration treats him as if he is a competitor. And when we do that, when we see some of these ways he's abusing his relationship with us, we're normalizing that behavior. We're turning a blind eye towards it, and we're just giving him more opportunities.
So the other day, the word came out that they, and apparently have had for some time, in Cuba, Chinese spy station set up monitoring our nation. And now we're getting word, and it's probably been underway as well for a while, Chinese troops are being placed in Cuba for training, 90 miles from our border.
Well, there are reports that China is negotiating with Cuba to set up listening stations in Cuba. Now, the administration says this is the Trump administration's fault, that this started under the Trump administration. Now, John Ratcliffe, former DNI, said that's not true. This wasn't going on during the administration. So we need Congress to get to the bottom of what was going on, if anything, prior to the Biden administration, and what started while Biden was president. Because I think there was an explosion in Chinese spying because of this administration's weakness. And we saw this with the spy balloon earlier this year. And this military base is an incredible provocation. And I can't imagine that China would attempt to put a base in Cuba with Chinese troops under a competent and decisive American president.
What could we do to stop it? Now, it was different with JFK when we saw missiles being, they were already set to receive missiles, and he put the blockade up and basically said, Khrushchev, we will not allow it. And that was a very delicate time. What can we do now? Or would they even believe Biden?
I think a president who is very decisive wouldn't just send a verbal message to China. I think there would be talk about blockades. There'd be talk about creating an American military base in Taiwan, basically fight fire with fire, say to China, this is what you're going to do. This is what we're going to do. That's what President Trump would do if he was in office. He wouldn't stand for this, and there would be an aggressive response.
And you're convinced that since he's not in office, and they do believe this president and this administration is weak and more concerned with woke policies and pronouns, that we as a nation are weak?
I think China sees an opportunity when they see an administration that thinks climate change is the main national security threat to our country. Climate change, not China, not nuclear proliferation, but climate change. The Chinese are happy to talk to us about that.
Sure.
While they continue their nefarious ways to increase their military and spy on us. I mean, and just look at the way Anthony Blinken was treated when
That's
he went
when
to
I
Beijing.
Leading, I was leading up to that. Go ahead. Yeah.
President Xi sat at the head of a table, and Blinken sat on the other side of the table with a whole bunch of Chinese and American officials. Now, when Pompeo went there, one-on-one meetings, they both sat in armchairs. When Elon Musk went there, one-on-one meetings, they all both sat in armchairs. But Blinken was treated as a minor functionary.
As a kid at the Thanksgiving table. You sit at the kids' table. You don't sit at the adult table.
It was a deliberate and very strong snub of Blinken and the United States and President Biden. And Blinken was lectured about this trip. He was scolded before he left Washington. Well, those are grounds not to go and not to give China an opportunity to basically make this snubbing even worse.
Well, of course, they were going to do it before the spy balloon. That delayed it, and that might have been the reason we took no action in the beginning when we could have taken down the balloon. They wanted to keep that trip intact. But what did we get out of it?
Well, I don't think we got anything out of this trip. I think we simply let the Chinese know that we're going to do anything to improve relations. And Senator Cotton said it looks like a starry-eyed, love-struck teenager chasing after a would-be lover. We're chasing Chinese diplomats, begging them to have meetings with us and basically saying, look, what do you want? What do we have to do to improve relations? And that's the way this trip was couched. What the U.S. has to do to improve relations. That's the way the Chinese put it.
All right, let me turn to another subject. Ohio Congressman was talking over the weekend. He's on the Intel Committee, talking about on Face the Nation, Mike Turner, about what's happened in Russia with the Wagner Group and Putin, and Premier Xi's view of the instability that might exist in Russia and how that might affect what his plans are.
I've been talking to people about what happened in Russia and with China concerning this stand down of the Wagner Group, which supposedly was negotiated by the Belarus president. But my friend Pete Hoekstra, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he said, you know, I think the Chinese might have done this. They may have said to both the Wagner Group and to the Russian government, knock it off, because this infighting among Russian militaries plays into the hands of the United States. Because, you know, the Chinese sell weapons to the Wagner Group, that they're supporting Putin. And, I mean, it's just a theory, but I wonder if they were behind this.
Well, let's accept that as one theory, but I still wonder about the other theory, that we know many Russians are not happy with what's been happening in Ukraine, did not want to be involved in it anyway. And the Wagner Group apparently has said Russian troops fired on our own, killing 20,000 of our paramilitary troops.
And also the Wagner Group fired on Russian helicopters and killed Russian troops. At least there's reports about that.
Right.
So, I mean, we can say at a minimum, there's some people on TV actually saying that Putin staged this. I think that's ridiculous. This hurt Putin's reputation. It hurt his leadership. It's going to be a big plus for the efforts by the Ukrainian military to beat back the Russians in this current counteroffensive. This war is not going well. And when wars don't go well, you see infighting. And that's what I think we saw between the Russian military and the Wagner Group.
All right. So we're going to accept that there is infighting, whether it was spurred by one side or the other inside Russia, the Wagner Group or Putin. I doubt Putin. But then China apparently saying you got to tamp it down. What is China's concern, reference not only Ukraine, but Russia's future and, of course, how they deal with us?
China doesn't want Russia to lose. And China would like to see a way to end this conflict for the best possible terms for China and for Russia, not for Russia to suffer a devastating defeat that's a big plus for NATO. But China doesn't like this conflict either. It's bad for the Chinese economy. They're very concerned when they hear Putin talk about the possible use of nuclear weapons. So China's certainly not working with us. In fact, the trade that they're doing with Putin is helping sustain the war effort. But they have not provided the weapons to Putin that he needs, that he has asked for the war.
In the last 30 seconds, what happens if Putin is overthrown?
I think we have to be careful what we wish for. Someone worse could take his job. Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group, is a bloodthirsty killer who backs mercenary groups around the world. I don't think we know who would be the successor, but that may not make the situation any better.
Fred Flights, former National Security Advisor, former CIA analyst, now with America First Policy. Thank you very much for your insight, sir.
Good to be here. Thanks, Larry.
You bet. And I think it is, he's true, right on point, that it is a case of the devil you know versus the devil you don't. We know what Putin's like. Rogozin, as he said, is a bloodthirsty killer. Coming up, questions about corruption in the Supreme Court. Hot enough for you? Tired of hearing that question? It's certainly hot enough to damage your lawn and plants. Allen Outdoor Solutions can put in an irrigation system, save your landscaping, and save you from having to drag hoses in this heat. I've known Steve Allen for years. That's why I put my name with Allen Outdoor Solutions. Call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. Check the website, see everything Steve can do for you. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Yeah,
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Just tell me which members of the court you are buying.
I did not think that Justice Clarence Thomas should be failing to disclose his trips on a billionaire's
yacht and
airplane.
Do you think he's bought?
I believe that there is grave risk.
Do you think he's bought?
I said there is grave risk.
Do you think he's bought?
The confidence of the American people in our Supreme Court.
Well, if you don't think he's bought, why did you say it?
I said...
Yes, you said members of the Supreme Court are bought. You're here testifying as an expert for my Democratic friends, and you're saying the members of the Supreme Court are bought?
I say when the American people feel that way, when we have Supreme Court justices
you feel that way?
On yachts and in planes of billionaires and not being disclosed.
Anybody besides Justice Thomas you think is bought on the Supreme Court?
I believe that the court needs to clean
anybody
up
besides
its
Justice
act.
Thomas?
I'm not going to go through each justice.
I mean,
justice.
You tweeted it.
I tweeted the way the American people
did
feel.
Did you mean it when
I
you
feel.
Tweeted it?
And I stand by that tweet. This Supreme Court of the United States
right.
needs to clean up its
Let me ask
you. Yeah, it needs to clean up its act. Do you know why? Because it's not giving the decisions the progressive left wants. We know Justice Thomas is under scrutiny and may have... I don't know if he breached some laws or yet or not. That's still under discussion on maybe not properly reporting some favors he got from a billionaire friend. But leftist judges have been in the same situation. Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a similar situation. But they're not going to bring those up because they want to get rid of Clarence Thomas, first of all. They want to get rid of a black man from the U.S. Supreme Court because he's not thinking like they think a black man should think. You were listening then to Louisiana Senator Kennedy questioning a man by the name of Painter. I want to make sure I got his name right. I had it written down twice, and I think I got it's Tom Painter. Richard Painter, Richard Painter. He's with the Minnesota Law School. Now, he was actually in front of the Senate committee last week as they were looking again at leftist proposals, green pie-in-the-sky energy, getting rid of fossil fuels. But, of course, Senator Kennedy is like a dog after a bone. If he finds a weakness, he's going to go for it. They put this guy up, the Democrats put up Painter, the Minnesota law professor, Richard Painter, because he has such credibility. Well, that's exactly where Senator Kennedy is attacking him. He said, you took this tweet and you're talking about Supreme Court's corrupt. Who is it? And he washes around, throws in Clarence Thomas, billionaire, but beyond that, well, I'm not going to say anymore. I don't know. I'll just stand by my tweet. Where are the fact checkers when he originally put that in to be asking that question?
On September 17, 2020, you tweeted, it looks like Putin's favorite senator could lose, referring to Senator Lindsey Graham. Could you tell me your evidence for saying that Senator Graham is President Putin's favorite senator?
I don't recall that tweet and the story.
Well, I've got it. It's right here. It's right here.
I'm happy to look at the tweet, and I'm happy to write you, explain that. I don't know what that has to do with climate change.
Well, it has to do with your credibility. Did you say, what is your basis for saying that Senator Graham is President Putin's? Have you ever talked to President Putin?
I have not talked to President Putin, and I would be happy to go look at the tweet and look at the story that I tweeted out and what Senator Graham had said in that context. You know, this is something
you say all this stuff.
That's it. You say all this stuff. You have nothing to back it up. When we began the program, you were listening to President Trump, former President Trump, speaking to the gathering of the in D.C. for the Faith and Freedom Coalition. on the video as it's being presented to the audience. CNN was carrying it, the local channel that was airing it. I don't think they did it. I think CNN did, but there's a constant crawl under there. Some of these statements cannot be verified, might not be true, blah, 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 blah. Constantly right in your face as you're listening to President Trump. You get somebody like Richard Painter, a Minnesota law school professor, who says, I mean, Lindsey Graham is Putin's puppet, his little puppy. He's got his favorite senator doing his bidding, suggesting that Senator Graham took cash from Putin.
On October 15th of 2020, you said Lindsey Graham is soliciting cash payments in return for voting on a Supreme Court nomination. What evidence, that's a pretty bold statement, Professor. What evidence do you have for alleging that Senator Graham was taking cash in return for one of his votes?
I don't recall that specific tweet,
here it is,
but
Think he was taking cash for one of his votes?
I have received campaign.
Do you think he was taking cash for one of his votes?
I'm answering your question, Senator. I have received solicitations from both political parties.
Do you think Lindsey Graham was taking cash for one of his votes? It's a simple question,
I have
Professor.
Received cash, solicitations for cash on my email. And yes, from both political parties in connection with Supreme Court confirmation votes.
Well, I'm out of time,
wrong.
But let me just say for the record.
It's wrong.
My aunt's Facebook page has more credibility than you do. I could spend the rest of the day reading your quotes where you make allegations against people and you can't defend them.
You've said nothing about climate change. You quoted everybody from a Marxist,
Senator,
to all sorts of other people. This has absolutely nothing to do with the topic of the hearing, Senator.
But it does. It's your credibility that's at stake. He wants to talk about shutting down oil and gas production. And he supposedly is an expert. He supposedly knows things. And they called him up as a Democrat witness because he's also recognized there's, in his words, corruption inside the Supreme Court, specifically Clarence Thomas. And he recognizes that Lindsey Graham is taking cash from Putin, so he alleges. Because he gets campaign flyers from the Lindsey Graham campaign soliciting cash. But he said, I get it from both parties. So both parties must be in bed with Putin getting it, right? And do you not yourself get campaign presentations all through the year asking for cash for one candidate or the other? Oh, you better check, see if they're tied to Russia. No, you really don't have to. Here's the deal. Here's what the left is so good about doing. They walk into the room, drop the hand grenade, and walk out. They're outside the door when it goes off. They don't care what happens, and they won't take responsibility. And how they did this? Many of them learned at the feet of lying Adam Schiff.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, are right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We do know that the Russians throughout the campaign were making outreach to the campaign. They continue that during the transition, including some of the people they had talked to during the campaign, and obviously even after that point. So this is part of a concerted Russian influence operation that never stopped. We've also seen a lot of what we saw during the campaign in terms of Russian social media intervention never stop. The only issue I took when James Comey testified that the Russians will be back is They've never left in terms of certain parts of their active measures campaign, but it's not at all a surprise that they would make outreach to people they thought would have influence in the administration and misrepresent who they were and what their agenda was.
Misrepresent. How dare that man let those words come out of his mouth, reference anyone else? That's California Congressman Adam Schiff about 5 years ago on with Jake Tapper talking about, oh, we got all the evidence. We got evidence that there's a Russian collusion. Trump is tied to it. We got all the evidence. We got a witness. You're going to hear from the witness. You're going to hear all that. You're going to see the evidence. Can't tell you really what's happening behind closed doors, but it's going to be really, really bad for Trump. That was a lie they pushed over and over again. And state-controlled media was more than glad to lop it up. Blood in the water. Go after it. The problem is, there was no evidence. There was never a witness. Did Adam Schiff ever bring forward a witness? No. Did he ever show any evidence? No. Tapper kind of raises a question with Schiff as if he's trying to really get to the essence and what facts you have. But listen.
So you said earlier this week about the Russia investigation, quote, you really have to be trying to look away to say there's no evidence of collusion here. Now, as far as the public knows, we've seen evidence of Russian hacking, according to the intelligence community. We've seen the Russians dangling these emails, these damaging emails, before contacts with the Trump team or members of the Trump team. And we've seen members of the Trump team expressing willingness to get dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russians. But we haven't seen the actual connection. We haven't seen an actual proof of cooperation and collusion. So what am I missing here?
Well, you know, I think you have to look at the pattern and the chronology. You have in late April the Russians approaching the Trump campaign and saying, we have stolen Hillary Clinton emails. You have only weeks later the Russians making another approach to the campaign, this time at the highest levels, offering dirt on Hillary Clinton.
Sure.
The campaign already on notice that they have emails. You then have the message going back from the campaign to the Russians, basically, we would love to have your help, we'd love to play ball. But we are really disappointed in what you gave us. And only days later, Julian Assange announces he's received stolen emails, which we know now came from the Russians. And the Russians themselves start publishing the emails through these cutouts. You then have Trump Jr. in private secret communication with WikiLeaks. So we have all of these facts in chronology. You'd have to believe that these were all isolated incidents, not connected to each other. Just doesn't make rational sense.
What doesn't make rational sense, if you've got all that, why was it not presented? And why, when John Durham, special counsel, completed his report, came up with the ruling and the finding that the FBI had no credible evidence to even begin an investigation of Russian collusion, and that numerous FBI agents acknowledged there was nothing there, and that numerous FBI agents, now we're hearing from whistleblowers, talking to congressmen and senators on the Republican side about how they were kind of coerced and pushed down a path that they did not believe nor buy nor accept. And they knew they were being weaponized. See, the only way you can buy the story that Schiff tries to sell even to Tapper is you just simply are gullible and stupid. Oh, and Schiff continued.
But we do know this. The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help. And that is pretty damning, whether it is proof beyond a reasonable doubt of conspiracy or not.
No, it's not. But if you want to operate that loosely, then I'd say the evidence against Joe Biden right now, quote, evidence, is very damning. You want to use that same playbook? I don't think so. In the next hour, Special Counsel John Durham is asked, with all the trust Americans have lost in the DOJ, the FBI, how much longer can we as a nation survive because our intel agencies have been used against us for political purposes? Remember our pledge, one nation under God.